Hello, fishy friends, and thanks for tuning in to another Just Fish podcast, where I'm going to try to teach you something and maybe make you smile along the way. Stay tuned for this episode.
I crawled up on the shore. I left my brothers there. I got what I came for.
Good evening, everybody, and glad to be here to talk to you. Hold on one sec. Boom, there we go. I'm playing with my awesome program and mixing board. I seem to be getting a lot of feedback. Hold on. Hello? 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. I don't know what's up. Hopefully it sounds better to you guys than it does to me right now, because I hate to have to think I got to redo this. So it's Saturday evening. Great day at the shop. Had a lot of fun. And I got to say, you know, I'm lucky. I'm lucky that I actually get to have fun at my job. Because I know a lot of you guys out there hate your job, but you get to come home and look at an awesome fish tank. And hopefully it relaxes you and makes your day. Where I, on the other hand, get to talk to you guys about trying to keep your stuff alive. Or make it better, as I am drinking my awesome iced tea with ice and lemon and in the badass Yeti cup that keeps it freezing cold all night long. And I did have to make it myself. The dog is here sitting next to me, so if you hear snoring, it's not me, it's the dog. The birds are over there, and so is the squirrel. So at any moment, you can probably plan on hearing weird animal noises in the background. But they're behaving at the moment, so we'll take advantage of it. This isn't going to be a real long podcast, but, you know, I'm trying to get to these things when I hear stuff or I think about things when I'm at the store. And today was a great day, and, you know, a lot of good stuff came through, of which I can only remember a small fraction of it. But I'm going to title this podcast, Lights, Filters, Salt, and Girlfriends. And we'll see where that takes us. Hopefully it'll get people to look at it. I should have said like hot chicks or something, but we'll just go with girlfriends. I don't know, it's not too late. I haven't actually made the title yet, so I might play around with it. So what do girlfriends and aquarium lights, filters, and or salt have to do with it? Well, I kind of just throw all those things in the pot, because there's always somebody that feels like, you know, this new filter or wave maker is the new hotness, and it is the answer to all their problems. Or at the very least, it's really cool, and it's the best one ever made. Salt's a biggie. I mean, right now, everybody's hot about, getting this. I found out what was up with the lights. I had my volume up so high that I'm catching my own feedback. Oh, that sounds way better. Yeah, that sounds way better. A new salt's out there. And, today is Fritz Pro. A couple years ago, it was Red Sea Pro. A couple years before that, it was Salinity. Coral Life's got salt. Fluval's got salt. Seachem has a regular salt. Instant Ocean has a regular salt along with their Reef Crystals line. Red Sea has their regular salt. There's just so many salts. Everybody that makes an aquarium product for any length of time comes out with their own salt. Kent had a salt. I mean, it's just what you got to do, right? If I'm making some additive, if I've got some cool filters for marine tanks, if I'm making lights for marine tanks, well, shit, I got to have salt. I mean, because someone's going to want to buy my salt. And hopefully I can get people to go that it's most awesome thing ever. It kills me when, people say, yeah, well, this is it. This is the new, everybody's talking about it. Yeah, the big aquarium's using it now. So-and-so just picked it up, it's using it. I mean, why do I laugh? Because think about it, people. If I'm a huge aquarium and I'm going through hundreds of thousands to million gallons of salt. I mean, if I can save a nickel on a gallon of mix, per gallon of mix, that's big money. So really and truly, I'm looking for the cheapest thing I can get away with. So how do I make a cheap product? Well, if I make a cheap product, I have to do something with lowering the ingredients. Or I'm just putting it out there cheap in the beginning to get some customer base that I can then slowly move it up. I mean, there's a lot of reasons. It's business. And don't be fooled by any of business things. You know, people always are going to tout. They can go out there and write some shit about their product, claim that they're a such and such, put some cool pictures up there, and then you're going to get a group of people that like to follow the leaders, man. There are nut huggers in everything. I mean, it's just going to be that. I mean, that's just all there is to it. I mean, you got to use common sense out there. There's a lot of products out there that are working. Don't jump off of it just to go to the new one. So here we go. What I came up with earlier when my boy Justin was in the store and he's talking about reef crystals. It's the shit. You want stuff to grow, you got to use that. I don't think that's the case. I think reef crystals is a fine salt. I think Red Sea Pro is a fine salt. I like salinity. It's a fine salt. I'm sure the Fritz stuff is a fine salt. I've used the Coral Life, the Fonamarin or Tetramarin. I've used all these different salts. And, you know, I really don't see no difference. I think what it is that when you buy a new salt, when you buy a new salt and you've heard such good things about it, you want to see it do the same thing for your tank. So what do? You start using it. You start doing the water changes like you're supposed to. And ta-da, your tank starts looking better. Has less to do with the actual salt and more to do with the actual aquarium. Water changes. Lights, same way. Oh, I got to do this light. This is the new hotness. Someone speaks good about it, you know. Well, they start paying more attention to their tank all of a sudden because they just dropped a G on these lights. Or they added an extra X amount of fluorescent tubes to their tank. Now all of a sudden they're all hyped up on their aquarium again. They got these new lights. They just threw down $500, whatever the number is. They spent hours on a do-it-yourself kit, yada, yada, yada. They're back into it. What are they doing? They're cleaning the glass. They're checking their water. They see some things are off. They start to adjust. They get back on some water change. And boom, it's new. It's fresh. They're amped up about their whole tank again. And the tank benefits from that. Had very little, if anything, to do with the light. Had everything to do with your back into your tank, and you start to take care of it again. Buy the new sump, the new filter, the new protein skimmer, yada, yada, yada. Dude, gal, it's the same story all over again. So how do I tie that in with my title? I mean, think about it. You're out there. You just got this new girlfriend. You're thinking, this is the one. I mean, she's everything. You guys are talking the same. You're thinking the same. You got the same habits. You have the same hobbies. You like the same kind of cars. You got the same favorite color. The movies you like, the same movies. Blah, blah, blah. Then after about 6 months, you find out she's just as damn crazy as the last chick he was dating. It wasn't no different at all. But when it was fresh and new, oh my, you're in heaven. You're on cloud nine. Ladies, I haven't forgotten about you. It's no different. This dude, he's the one. He's the man I need to marry. Oh, he's so awesome. He's got a good job. He cares about me. He sends me flowers. Blah, blah, blah. And then you find out 6 months, year later, he's the same asshole as all dudes are. Boy, he only cares about one thing. But that's only for the first 20 years or so. So anyway, that's how we're tying this together. It's just something new. And anytime it's new, you're all up in it. You know, if I got it, well, I don't have a new girlfriend. But if I was dating again, you know, and I found the one I wanted to set my sights on, man, I'm going to be, oh, man, I'm going to go to movies, I'm going to go to dinners, we're going to go long drives in the country, you know, all the cool things. There's the bird noises I promised you in the background. But then after we've been around a while, you know, it's like, yeah, I don't want to take no long drive in the country. Nah, I ain't going to spend $20 on a movie. Dinners, shit, go make me something in the kitchen. So look, in the end, you get bored with it. Of course, ultimately, you find the magic one, and you're happy. Just like you find the magic salt, or you just realize, probably you just realize that, you know, it is what it is. If I work hard and I just stay on top of my aquarium and I get a regimen going and I stay with it, no matter what I do, I'm probably going to be pretty damn successful. Whether you're using the $199 light or the $1,299 light. Whether you're using the $35 salt or you're using the $59 salt. So long as you're just not buying total crap and you're just working on your tank and doing what it takes to keep it good, it's all going to work out. It really is. Same thing with the ladies and the dudes and the dudes and the lady. If we work a little bit to keep the relationship good, it can last decades, right? If we're just hot and heavy in the beginning and then we're like get bored of it real quick, guess what? It ain't going to last. You know, I did a podcast before, there is no special sauce. There's no secret sauce. There's no secret sauce. It is what it is. It's your effort. It's your interest. And so long as you're engaged in it, you're going to be fairly successful at it. I don't care if it's your aquarium, if it's shooting like my other hobby, race car driving, whatever. If you want to achieve the pinnacle of what you're trying to do at the best you can do it, you just have to stick with it. If it's lifting weights, whatever. You know, if you're dieting, same thing. You know, you're never going to lose weight if it's just you feast and then you binge and what. It's not going to. You got to go long term. You got to stick with the program, and then you're going to get the results. And that's just life. And hopefully, this truth I speak sinks into some of my fans out there's heads. And my haters are going to hate. It doesn't matter. I know the truth. I speak it. And as always, gang, I really appreciate you guys listening to these goofy things. And I'm going to end it up with that. The dog is starting to snore. Time for me to roll. Thanks for listening, gang. I look forward to coming back soon. And remember, it's beta, not beta. Bam!